Mayor of Liberty County School Board Workshop, Monday, October 11th, 2021, 4:30 PM. Come to order. First topic's discussion is facility needs and priority lists.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Quite a few months ago, over a year ago now, when I was on the board with James and Madubi, we started kind of talking about some things that, you know, are real needs. Obviously, at your own house, you could make a very similar list and say, you know, these are some things we really need, and then there's some things you'd really like to have. And then there may be even a third category, some things you won't. But there are some real needs, and there's always going to be needs. There's always going to be a this, you know, and I use that expression a lot. There's always going to be a this. So we started a list. Kevin began to write some things down and a little bit of a priority order. I guarantee you there's probably something that we'll come up and say, what about this? And, you know, this is not the be-all, end-all list. It's not meant to be, you know, you got to do one and then two and then three. But there probably is some priority, you know, towards the top of some real pressing needs for our district. You know, one of the good things, and we'll talk about this at the meeting, is, you know, how do we pay for this? Some of the options, Jody and Jason, I remember y'all were here, but y'all had not been, hadn't joined the board yet, but I remember y'all were here. Part of the discussion was, does the district want to go borrow some money? Y'all remember that? I'm very glad we did. That would have, we probably could have met some of these needs, but would have probably, long-term, that was not a good endeavor to do that. I think it's very, you know, important for us to try to find all the low-hanging fruit, grab it, whether it's, you know, in the form of grants or whatever we can do, try to get some stuff. And I think everybody from the county office is real committed to trying to be as self-sufficient as possible without borrowing money. We don't ever really want to borrow money. There may come a time where we don't have a choice because we got to have something and we don't have the cash. This time of year is always tough, and Sheila will amen me, I'm sure. But, you know, you're kind of in that in-between time from where you started school, and property taxes start rolling in, what, next month? In November, you start getting some property revenues from the county. FTE first survey is in October. So even though we have increased enrollment, we don't see the fruit of that until January-ish. You start getting paid, you know, some money on that. So then if you start the year with more students, and you don't get paid for it until later on. So we're kind of in that time where money's real tight right now. The good thing is we're starting to see some real movement. Our ESSER II is like pulling teeth. At the FADS conference that I went to after our last board meeting, we had all the financial people from DOE, and there was some heated discussions with the superintendent saying, look, we've done our part. We've submitted this, same thing here. We've submitted all our stuff. We're waiting for you to release this money. The reality is the state draws interest on it while it's sitting in their coffers. And I'm not going to say that's why they do it, but if you think overall, it's a lot of money drawing interest. The longer they can hang on to it, the better. And there's some real, as you've read in the news, there's some disagreement between the feds and the state on some money. And now our ESSER III money is in limbo because the Biden administration is saying, well, the state didn't apply for it. I'm saying it's just there. It's a power struggle going on. And then even within some of our state leadership, they're looking at how some's been spent. And they're saying, well, you've got plenty. Why, you know, why do we need to give you any more? And then the idea of supplanting stuff comes in. So it's kind of been a big thing. But even this last week, even today, our vocation, believe it or not, our $150,000 vocational money that was an automatic from the legislature, we've had a hard time getting money. So the way they did it was we went ahead and bought all that, you know, bought, what, $80,000, spent about $80,000 to get the program rolling. But we just now are getting reimbursed. Today we got the share file in that says, okay, we've approved y'all. even though it was already approved. You had to go through all that process. So they weren't waiting on us, we were waiting on them. So we've met all the deadlines, so we'll start getting some of that. That frees up general fund. So now all this money that Sheila's been having a front to get these things rolling, it kind of helps that. But regardless, you know, we've got to be good stewards and live within our means of what we have. As we look through this, you know, just know that, and again, we've put a lot of eggs in our new market tax credit money, and we'll discuss that at the meeting. We're almost right now at a point of about $800,000. On this first project, there will be multiple. Me and Jackson was talking before the meeting. I thought there would be, and he did too. We kind of, and maybe y'all assumed that there would be just this one group come in and fund this. But now it looks like multiple CDEs will contract with us. So we've got one for $5 million now, which would net us about $800,000, and that's good. But that's not enough to cover some of these things. So that's why we need to kind of go through this list. Kevin's here to answer questions. We can talk about it tonight. We're not asking y'all to take any action. This is just merely discussion. This is where a lot of these things get some good discussion, some good priorities, and some good guidance. And then that way, it kind of lets us know which direction we need to go. I can tell you on the original list, a lot of those things have been checked off that we were able to get some funding for and take off. So some, there were some things that you thought was on there, it probably was, but it's been funded. So I'm going to give y'all just a minute to look over that. Obviously, at the top is transportation. That's a big issue. One of the things, we were asking for two buses. One of those are in our legislative appropriation request. And I want to make sure that we're clear. That is a replacement bus. That's not an additional bus. Although it's an additional bus, we're trying to, you know, as you get older ones, you bring a new one on and release one to athletic use or whatever other use it needs, or if we don't need it, we sell it. Most of the time we keep it to have spares. Obviously, we, you know, with the fire on the one, we have a, you're always kind of down one. Handicap vans is a big thing. Ours are slim to adequate, but not very, they're old. Kevin, what are they probably, as far as the age and, they're just about everything we've got. Other buses are quite old.
Right. The one that goes to Tallahassee, you know, it's 2016, but it's got 109,000 miles on it
already.
So, in his possibility, got 4 to 5 more years. The student does go to Tallahassee. So that van's not going to last.
Right.
109 already. So, well, my idea was to move it over here. So we've got a high school student now at the high school that uses a handicap van that's really old. And then put the new van on the Tallahassee route and then rotate it off later on. Because, you know, if you break down over here in Liberty County, one thing, but you in Tallahassee break down, you know, it's a total different situation. That's, you know, it's got 109,000. This was back in 7/26 to 21, it had 109,000 on it. So it's over that now.
And it goes every day.
Every day.
Trucks at the schools. You know, we've gotten some surplus. It almost looks like surplus vehicles that somebody else has used. They're just shot. You know, they're good for taking the garbage out, but not much more than that. They're not very roadworthy. You know, much past that, they're fine for little trips up here. But
Kyle,
yes,
if I can,
absolutely.
On the truck, Kevin, $60,000. It was my understanding you need a maintenance truck. Like, you need something that can go out instead of carrying a 5-gallon gas can that has, you know, capable of, you know, like they have in these, you know, construction companies that go out and you got your tools on it. Now, is this kind of what we're talking about here on the truck?
Here's where I was going with that. Also, to save money, I know what you mean. We have a dual-wheel truck now, a one-ton truck that Jerome drives. He does not have to drive that truck around. He can drive a half ton or a three-quarter ton. Take that truck, and it's got 115,000 miles on it. Put it in transportation, where they can put diesel on it, everything else.
Fine.
And then let him get a truck to run around here, Tallahassee, and Mariana. You know, he don't need that heavy of a truck
right
to drive every day.
Yeah.
That's where I was coming
from. So this truck is just a regular truck. truck, like
well,
a half ton or whatever.
Yeah, half ton, three quarter ton, dual body truck. You know, all manual, Linda, you know, just bare minimum. Needs a toolbox. That's Kevin's thinking that, y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what I was looking at. Also, how to save money as well. That would be the way to save. Because if you go buy a transportation of one ton truck, load it out, you're talking some money.
$60,000 for a, just a truck to
with
go
to buy.
Oh, good price you want. You might not get it for $60,000.
Yeah, like especially right now.
The trucks are unreal.
Oh, I know. Just bought one.
Mowers, that's always a, you know, there's a lot of grass that needs mowing. That's a constant need because they get used, you know, pretty much about 3 months out of the year they don't get used, but those are constantly an issue. They just wear out.
How many mowers do we have right now?
Four.
We have four now, and they're pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
Zero turns or
that we buy them at the same time, all four of them.
Yep, they
all got lots and lots of hours.
They wore out.
I was working on one down in Tolbert today to help with trying to get it running.
That's something that you can't use forever.
Right.
Right.
The tractor down at Tolbert, it slung a rod.
Slung a rod. My thinking there was we always keep a tractor with a bucket. Buy a bigger zero turn at Tolbert, and then buy a tractor that we can bush hog with, and we can pick up stuff, air conditioners. You know, one of the compressors back here, you can't pick it up by hand. You know, there's stuff that we always need. You know, Tyler Stoudemire's got one, but that's ags. That's not the school system.
And on those larger tracts of grass, you don't want to use your zero turn when you take a bush hog or another kind of implement.
Dirt work. We need dirt right here around here now.
And that's just one tractor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that's about real pleasure with this price one because I won't buy one soon.
15 passenger vans, probably one. I could almost make a great need for it to be in the top three. You know, when you have some sports teams that need to go somewhere or some groups, a class, FFA or something, small group, you know, that ties up a bus, it ties up a CDL driver. That's something that you don't have to have a CDL, you know, like a church van. You know, I think those are the same kind that we have at most of our churches. That would be a huge blessing. Probably wouldn't get a lot of use, but it would keep a bus and a bus driver.
It's the bus driver.
That's the biggest issue. We still need a cover over the freezer toller. Y'all know here at the county office, we moved the one there, got the pole barn over that. That's a great need. A generator for up here is a huge need.
Well, it's required.
It's required. And that is a huge purchase that, and again, a top three one, really, in so many ways. You can look at all these, but that's something that we have, Stacy and I talked today, that is something, when, you know, to keep that rolling, and, you know, you just got to have it, fire alarm at Toller is outdated. It needs repair. Needs a total upgrade. Part of the fencing has been done.
Yeah, that can change.
And some of that's changed even in the last week. Culpepper has come and around the retaining pond. I don't know if y'all have seen that. They used our existing, you know, chain link that we had, and they provided the labor to get that put up. So we still got a few little tweaks there where the middle school parents come in, coach, that they go in. We can kind of fence that off. We've got a little opening right there, and we're still hoping to get a paved area through there, a little road going to the gym. And then some of these other things, the mass, I'll skip to the mass communications. Both of those are in part of our legislative budget request. The old concession stand at high school has not been updated. It's still got basically paper.
Still from the storm.
Still from the storm. that still needs to be redone if we're going to continue to use that building, which probably, I would probably recommend, even if we get the field house going, we still, you know, give two areas of concession areas, and it's got an additional, you know, bathroom on each side. And then these others are just some, you know, some things that we start, you know, looking at that make life a lot easier, but are not necessarily got to have like a generator. Is, you know, some of these parking areas, covering, gym covering. Gym covering, I'm in a grant right now with emergency management. This is something to go over the gym floor so that if you have events at high school, you know, that it doesn't damage the floor. The county has done a grant through emergency management. We're trying to get a generator, an additional generator at the new high school, and that gym covering. So if they get that, which they told me at my last meeting I went to, that should be funded. So then that would take that one off. Bus camera upgrades, you know, there's y'all, some of y'all have been a part of meeting with Kevin when, you know, parents call about bus issues, and then as Coach Kennedy, you say the eye in the sky don't tell no lie, and those things are invaluable. One of the systems that Kevin's looked at that we've talked about is a, you know, kind of a GPS system where we know where the buses are at all times, we know when they make pickups. But it also, it's kind of a all-in-one, real-time. You can actually access the bus in real-time to see what's going on.
You can actually log on the suits and log them off. Mm-hmm. You can look at if that suit got on the bus. You can tell if that suit got off the bus. Because like Mr. Wheatley, he calls with the hunting a kid. Find out where that kid's at. He's logged on what bus and where that bus is at the time. It also download, when the bus gets in Wi-Fi range at each school, it will download the bus video, so of him having to call me and pull a tape, he can just go watch it. Mr. Rick, anybody that has permission can do that.
Let me ask this question.
And that's a lot we want the bus companies.
And some of the things on this list, too, under the safe school, and I know you're just getting in, but under the Safe School Act, some of these things can be grant funded through that. And I hate for us to spend our little bit, few pennies on what we can do if we can get the grants for it. And, you know, and the question is, with this camera system, is there something in the Safe Schools Act that would buy cameras for the buses?
There's nothing right now set in it that I know of. I mean, I can do some more research, but it has to do with the interior of the schools and actually hardening of the actual school campuses. There's nothing yet been put out in policy as far as anything covering the bus routes, which, I mean, I don't agree with. But everything that's grant-oriented for is safe school has to do with the structure of the actual school itself, right?
And that leads to rekeying these schools. That would fall under the safe school.
Yeah, we're working on some of that. I've been going and meeting with Kevin, and just like I just talked to him right before the meeting, we have some hardening grant money that was from last year. The paperwork we sent in from last year. We're going to try to take care of that through the hardening grant money that we got. Anything we can make happen on that side, we'll utilize the money I got in hardening grants to buy anything we can. It's a gray area in some of it. You just have to write it the right way. And I've been talking to several people that have told me how to write it the right way to keep us and the district and the finance and all out of trouble. So several of these issues we're going to try to handle through grant money.
Yeah, we don't want to appear on 5 o'clock news.
But we also want to use every money they'll give us.
Right. You know, and we want to use it legally.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here to try to get as much as we can get, talk to as many people as we can talk to, and do it the right way.
Right.
Does mass communication fall under that?
Yes, we're going to try to get grant money. We put it into the legislature. My next step is to go through the grant money through Safe Schools. Now, the way Safe Schools operated when I just got back from this training, They started out when they did the program, and they dropped like $150,000 in the school district. It has diminished every year. They're down to 40. And they said probably next year, no matter how much paperwork I put in or whatever, I'm only going to get about 40. They said that's probably what I could... 40
is your own.
Yeah, 40 is going to pay for one project. Right now, with the projects I got out here and the request and stuff, you're looking at about $250,000 to upgrade just communication stuff. So, you know, if we could take one a year, we put one mass communication system in this year, one next year, get radios the next year, whatever project or ever how we want to go about it, I could pay for that out of some of our ARPA money.
And that's another thing with emergency management. When I met with them, was their one of their ideas or suggestions was that the county, the schools, and the sheriff's office all be on the same technology where we can communicate in the an event of a, you know, God forbid, a some kind of issue with a school, that we can all have, you know, communication with one another. We may be on channel one, they're on two, or something like that.
Let me clarify this, because the mass communication is in our LBR request.
Correct.
Right.
So are we LBRing it? Are we granting it?
Okay, so this
one here. Nothing's guaranteed.
Yeah, no. These here have been requested, but these are mainly for the schools, the individual school communication.
And when this list was brought up, when you look at mass communication system, I can write up something under this, but what people also don't understand is this is the bail system. It's all tied into one. So right now, Tolbert don't even have a bell. They're calling on their cell phone to tell teachers that it's time to let the kids out of class. That's how bad it's got.
Because it's all tied.
The fire alarm don't work. When you pull a fire alarm, it don't work. So you got to get somebody to run down there and say, hey, we're having a fire drill. Y'all need to get your kids out here. That's how bad it is.
It ain't just started like that.
We hadn't gotten written up by the...
Oh, we're going to get wrote up.
Oh, yeah. October 21st is coming.
That's going to put a little bit more
emphasis on it.
Thank you.
Back in Ms. Lewis, we used to have that fire watch.
And you
walk around with a clip.
Yeah, and if they put it on us, and the fire marshal said, y'all's system ain't working, y'all got to have a fire watch, we're going to have a person walk around and document every 15 minutes there's not a fire in school as long as we got kids in school.
Well, I know we ain't making any decisions, but in my opinion, right, that would be one of the top. That's another one.
I agree.
That's a priority. Yeah, so
right. It's several issues like that. And like I say, I'm trying to gear the mass communication systems from the bail system so that the district won't have to foot the bill for it and hopefully get some grants from the state. But, you know, we're at the mercy of the state. That stuff's not going to come out. They're not even going to send me the paperwork for it until February. And then it's not going to be given to us until next August. So you're going to be without a bill until next August.
Can we? I know there's probably something out there that you can tie, but there may be some statute or something that says you can't tie your firearm system and your mass communication system.
That's the way it is at Colorado. But it doesn't work.
But it's outdated. System we got. So if we combine it under this money, and I see we got LBRs for mass communication, and then I see we got fire alarm upgrades, is that going to wind up costing us $130,000 to $140,000?
Let Lynn tell Lynn.
I really don't know much about the fire, so I'm not even going to try to speak to that. But the mass notification. It's two different vendors, completely. And the system at Tolbert was put in when it was new, and we tried to work with them. Even the company who put it in for a while would do it, even though we couldn't buy maintenance. We had to just pay them as they came out, but now they just refuse to even come out and talk about it. It's that old. It's just archaic. There's no way to fix it at this point. And the system that we were looking at is more of an IP system like what the high school has. So, but as far as the I don't really know as far as the fire alarm, other than them making announcements, you know, those kind of things, but as far as, it's definitely two different vendors.
The fire alarm is just the fire alarm system. The way it is down there, they have the mic and all that now, but that was doing away with it. Lynn had another contractor to do the mass communication. Just
the price I have here, and that's just to fix the fire alarm upgrade. We're separating, so they're not linked together anymore.
They won't be.
They will not be under this plan. I mean, Kohler Hosford needs a fire alarm upgrade.
Do we have fire alarm contractors that come and work on that? I know these people, it seems like people's having a hard time getting fire alarm contractors.
Do we have people that come work on them? Can they fix them?
Yeah.
No.
And lightning, every time lightning comes through, it knocks them out.
They just, I mean, the fire alarms is a headache. It's something you're going to have to repair. I'm not going to say monthly, weekly. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Does our insurance cover fire alarms?
Well, if we have lightning damage, yes, we do lightning claims. Every time they give us a lightning affidavit, we do that.
$1,500.
Yeah, so you're right.
What?
$1,500 deductible. So you're going to pay $1,500 regardless.
I think we need some pots here. We need to say, we got a pot over here. We got to have it. It's got to be done. It's a want or a need. I think we need to pot these out and figure out which one goes in which bucket. Because
some of these. You can take the first 15 and that needs to happen. It might take a couple of them out. Fencing relocation, that roof on that concession stand, you got to do that. The whole thing's going to fall in if you don't. I mean, there's no, you got to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, the tractor, you don't have to do it, but they need some help at Kohler. Get in there and mow that with a little old zero turn. Can't keep it up.
Yeah, they're not keeping it up.
I mean, look at any, I'll let you look at any zero turn at any school other than Hosford, because it's not quite as old. I haven't used as much. But you look at Mr. Jason Hayes is right here. The deck is wore out on it. His son Tyler has been patching it now for a year. Patching holes in it. We got to have it.
I got a question for you. On the generator for food service, that's up here. The generator we got for our computer system won't.
It's not big enough. I mean, close. That generator's gonna pull four compressors. It's gonna pull two coolers and two freezers. Here.
So we're talking about like a 10 kW generator that's going to be out here.
Right. It's gotta happen.
And we've got to have
that's a rule. We gotta have it. That's if we don't do it, they could cut our food service that money out that Stacy gets from what the
USDA.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of their requirements. It's not having a shelter over all the coolers. That is one of their requirements. You either do that or they pull it. So, I mean, and hurricane season's coming up.
Well, we're right in the middle.
So this last round, Mr. Petty approved it. I don't know if y'all blew it back there, but there's a transformer back there that converted. So we went ahead and bought one because we had to have one for the generator there. So we bought one big enough to handle the other generator as well to save that money. $22,000 is what it was. We already paid for that. So that's one thing that's done.
So are those on automatic switches or you got to throw a transfer switch?
They automatic.
Automatic. So the fire goes out, they automatically start up diesel or propane or
coal. Well, the one we get back here will be propane because the other one's propane. That way we don't have to have different tanks. We can run it all on the same time.
And each school's already on the backup generator, air food service coolers and freezers.
Yes, sir. And we have to have them serviced yearly and tested. We got to have a contract with Caterpillar to do the green power.
Do these generators fire up once a month, once a week?
They run on their own and everything. Yes, sir. They sure do.
Do we keep some kind of log on when they do, or other than
that? They'll shut the hours.
Generator's got to
come. All the thing that the schools have to do is check the fuel and order fuel. That's one thing that was not in the contract, and it's my fault, to get fuel bids last year. Got to make sure that we add that they are going to bring, also service the generator at each school. Eli Roberts said something about that. They doing it, but it was not in the bid. So
yeah.
That's a total different truck, so it's, you know, the price is a little different.
Yeah.
That's my fault.
So, Ms. Jody, I would say the top 15 is your top tier, and then we can go from there and prioritize from those would be my suggestion.
You got 35, the roof at Hosker has got to be fixed. I have a question about that. I think it needs to be looked at.
Which one is that?
35.
The main building where it's looking around the trees.
No idea. Cost on that.
Been doing that. So I got a company to come and look at it. First of all, I couldn't get anybody to look at it. I finally got a company for a PAC to look at it. They hadn't gave me a price yet. They said they got to come out and look again.
And that's one thing we might be able to use in historic money to
their suggestion was what I had already suggested, removal. They can be removed off of historical issue removal. They said removal. If you want to stop the leak, they said you would never go in there and stop the leak permanently because it's pre-existing. You have to go in there and cut around them, the flash, and then you jeopardize. You know, it wasn't designed to do that like that. A lot of mortar. Last time I talked to them on the phone, there's a lot of mortar missing up there. They've actually went there and looked at them. They got Mr. Reddick's son number for them. They need somebody to go up there and patch them first, fill all the mortar joints back in to seal them before they can determine what else they got to do. So a lot of work needs to be done.
So you don't have an idea when they could give us a price on that? Did they give you any idea?
I was trying to see what the mortar was going to cost. I was talking to them, I think, last week, week before last, and gave them Mr. Reddick's son's number, and he was going to check. They were calling him to see, because they don't have a contract. That's got to be done. I mean, you know, that school's built what, in the 40s?
38.
Mm-hmm. So that's how old they are. Nothing's ever been that you have over. It's deteriorates over time.
So if they come to us and say, okay, it's going to cost $15,000 to fix, then we can take that as a request to the Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
And ask for that. Hopefully that's a different pot of money because of the historic value of the building.
Yeah. And the ROTC classroom flooring, that's something we're working in our vocational program or our new tax credit money, Kyle?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything and everything of that ROTC building is part of that project. Anything, everything.
What about number 19 of that parking for football, all sporting events?
Yep.
That's probably a
Mr. Chuck. I got that price from Mr. Chuck. Let's do that. The whole softball, baseball, football parking.
Every sport, mm-hmm. except for the volleyball and basketball.
You're talking about behind the field house?
Behind visitors.
On the east side of the field.
Is that paved parking?
No, sir. That's dirt work. Making two loops in there so that you can park.
Have we talked about lighting for that area?
No.
Okay.
I would do the dirt work for it and put the light poles in the way.
Well, I agree, but I
know. Well, that is too. We put some light poles up at where the fence is right there. Some of them big LED lights. Just to shine to the parking lot.
All that you want to. You tell me to do it, come up with money.
Well, how much?
Are you talking money? I mean,
how much?
I never got a price on it.
Just guesstimate.
If you go Florida Public Way, they could go down there and put street lights down there, and it's about $50, $38 a month. That's all we know. About $38, $50 a month. They're going to be lights, and they're responsible for them.
And they put them big floods.
But that's a. I mean,
we wouldn't need that many, I wouldn't think, four down that side to light it up.
Here's the thing, just remember you can't, you have to be careful with them not to interfere with other sports.
Yeah.
I don't see is where they would interfere and turn them to the.
Yeah, if they're pointing away from, you know, the right way.
Well.
They're pointing straight to the parking lot from the football field, they wouldn't.
You know, if you get a ball hit, you know, you got them bounce off off fence line, balls hit.
No, not on that fence line, but.
Come on, the visitor side of it.
Yeah, just the visitor side of the football field shining out into it where everybody parks, I think.
Seemed like you could put some on the back of the two poles that are up now.
Yeah.
Facing back towards the.
It's possible, could, yes. Thing on this list, and I thought we'd already addressed this, was the floor down at Tolbert.
I did too.
I thought we already bought that carpet and put in down there.
Yeah.
It wasn't finished, just the classroom. Offices in the classrooms, the front, none of that's been finished.
That's for the front part of the building.
We only done classroom.
Right.
So this flooring is for $150,000 for.
To refinish Tolbert. Everything had been done.
When was that floor done, 4 years ago, 3 years ago?
Do we have a carpet?
I thought we had.
2 years ago, what?
Is that for Hurricane Michael?
Somebody said we had it stored.
So it's been since Hurricane Michael, that's 3 years.
It's been 2 years ago.
Yeah, about 2 years ago.
I thought we had some carpet stored somewhere for Tolbert.
That's what somebody told me, but I don't know.
We had some for the high school.
We bought the extra for the high school.
Yeah.
That was the last batch that had, so we bought the extra to have it. It's not the same as Tolbert.
And it's like a tile carpet.
It's carpet tile.
Carpet.
That's how much I got the quota on the finish.
It needs it.
And that's for, not y'all to do it, that's for a company to come in and do it.
Oh, well, you.
So that's materials and labor.
That's a certified company.
Parts and labor.
I would say.
And.
Playground at Tolbert too.
And understand all this is old prices.
As far as like a need and want, we're probably a need and you gotta, you need to fix that. Playground out of Tolbert, drainage.
It's bad. Did Andy talk to you about, he had somebody go out there? Did he brief you on that? Okay, thank you.
We had sand and water filled up. I ain't never seen when we was playing them now. When it rains, you just gonna have water.
We gotta fix it.
Why? There's a lot more stuff that needs to be done than worried about if the floor ground wet or not.
Well, I think the problem is that even like the channels, whereas and we can get areas around the playground where it's not, but I mean there's like ditches running down that hill, right?
At Hotspur, before they moved in swings by the gym, you had at least a 1 foot hole there that stayed underwater every time it rained. Every time. And it's been like that for 100 years. Would still be like that if we hadn't moved swings. That, to me, is definitely not as important as some of the rest of
them. I think it's all relative. I mean, there's definitely something more important, but I think we could, I mean, that's more important than like a
sign
somewhere or something.
I think that playground needs some attention because of that. For one, it needs grass on it where it looks nice. And it's, I went with Mr. Rob to look at it, and it's just a sand bed. I mean, a youngin' can't go out there and get hot and sweaty and play without tracking sand all over the school. So it needs some attention. I wouldn't put it at the top of the list, but it needs attention for sure. But I don't know if the drainage problem needs to be done, you know. You could go in there tomorrow and fix it, but unless the drainage problem's fixed, it's gone, next time it rains, it's gonna be gone again, right?
And we still got all the water that's gonna come off that roof right into that playground, ain't it?
You're not going.
You can't just fix the playground without fixing some other stuff first.
You're not going to keep grass in that playground with kids on it. I'll
well, something contained, like some rubber or But anyway, it needs attention. That's my opinion.
You could put it, the only way to do it, you could put a French drain system in. That's the only way to fix it, if you want to keep it dry.
We just need to do it the right steps at the right time. We don't need to.
That has to be done.
We need to fix the drain, the drainage problem first, and then.
But understand when you have the playground stuff, you talking more money than anything, it all has to be certified.
I know. The dirt has to be certified.
Shame kids can't even play on dirt nowadays, ain't it?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Mr. Flowers.
That's basically what it is.
To me, that ain't even close to being tough.
Well, they've not been able to get out to that playground, but about, and I know there's been excessive rain this year, but they've not been able, and I went out there and I took pictures of it, and it was pretty bad. And there was grant money for that was put into that playground, and we need to, you know, no, it's not up there where a mass communication or, you know, a fire alarm, absolutely, but, you know, I do think it's very critical that our children get outside and play at a playground. So, you know, I mean, that's what the public elected school board members is, to make sure that these kids have adequate facilities, safety, you know, and it's our job. So as far as, you know, ranking it high again, compared to a mass communication that or a generator that we could potentially lose funding over, I do think it is a priority.
Could we move that playground? It's in a bad spot. I mean, Mr. Rowan, if you move it out.
We got 40 acres.
Yeah, can we move
where it would be accessible, you know.
Price of
doing it.
Versus going in and doing everything that we need to do to have that playground usable versus picking it up and moving it somewhere else where you ain't got the drainage and you ain't got the water coming off the roof.
Here's the whole thing. If you have swings, if them kids' feet touch the ground, they gonna dig a hole.
Right.
We just went over to Hosford today, dropped them swings 6 to 8 inches where their feet would touch. Guess what's fixing to happen? And you've been having work.
To me, it ain't as much about the holes under the swings that when you run across the ground, it's like a wave.
Well, so that's because of that.
Well, I know it's because the water's going down.
It's also because of that fall, that wood shields is about 18 inches thick and it's holding water. The only way to solve that is a French drain system. I don't care if you move it out somewhere else, you're still gonna have that problem because that's dug down in the ground and it's gonna hold water.
Do you have to put the wood chips underneath?
Need something certified.
I think when we did Hosford, it's a special chip. It's not just a wood chip.
Yeah.
It's a special chip.
Some of y'all remember when we did Hosford, they had the little rubber pellets. But I don't even think that's even certified.
It's certified.
Can you do the rubber pellets? The
problem with that is, guess where every bit of that, if we had rubber, total red bead. It'd be a ditch down there. Hosford, when it rains, it washes out now.
Yeah.
You don't want rubber because it floats, and when the water rises, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's floating over those little walls at Hosford. And then a lot more gets into them, and they go everywhere.
Kevin, if we decided to move the playground, wouldn't we? We would still need to fix that, put that drain in, because don't we have some undermining at the back of the school there, at the playground, under some concrete slabs and maybe under the walls?
Well, if you
So my question is, will we need a drain there, whether we redid the playground there or moved the playground, would we still need a drain there?
You can pipe those gutters out away from the building and solve that problem.
Take care of that undermining.
And then you could put grass there with erosion as bad. But you put, so I put, I mean, I'm talking about kids, but you put my cows in a little old 20 by 20 fence in there, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
The grass cannot grow. You know, you put pre-K, just pre-K by themselves. I don't know if there's probably, 100 kids? Seventy-something? He's put 73K kids in there running around nonstop.
Together.
Together. Grass can't grow. And the reason Hosford has, theirs looks better because it's so spread out and they don't, they play other than just a playground. They kick a ball, I mean, they not in that one area. My brother, we said, there's 40 acres down there, they don't have to play in the playground, they've got water. That's where I'm coming from.
Can we get dirt certified?
No. Dirt no longer qualifies.
For certification. It's good.
And if they follow, and if you only have to have certified stuff, if the, you take everything down there away from it, it's gotta be a foul zone, then you don't have to follow. That's where you create problems when you got, they can file, climb a ladder and follow all of it.
Whatever's under that has to be certified.
And the best way is to everybody have a top 15 and see what the commonalities are. I mean, I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of commonality between that. I mean, there may be a few differences, but that gets you started. Then you gotta figure out what's the most pressing.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and say 10 and 11. In my opinion, board is gonna be probably the top two.
Well, those are both required anyway.
Yeah, I think that, yeah.
Now, here's another thing, and this is one of those things that, you know, we've got to, as we see funds coming in, some of this extra stuff, you know, we can look at, you know, what's kind of an emergency thing, and this is an emergency, you know, but we got to be able to live within our means and make payroll as well and do all the other things, keep lights on. So we can use some of this money, you know, from some of the sales of property that we've, you know, are right on the cusp of. One of them will be Wednesday. We'll close on that one. For buy right, we can start, you know, earmarking this for, you know, to get this stuff.
You got the house and buses. That's number one. I don't care what else is on there. Are you not going to be able to take kids to ball games or school?
We got to be able to feed kids, or we won't need buses. So the generator might be number one, depending on how you look at it.
With the generator, you already said 10 and 11 are buses.
Well, even number 9 is a requirement. You're supposed to have cover over.
9's a requirement, some major requirements too are consideration. I mean, those are a priority.
If we'd had one more event today, we would have had enough buses to get kids home for events. I had to take 1199 to Hosford with no air to get them over here. That's the only bus we had left.
Well, I do agree we need buses.
I know it's a problem.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we definitely need buses. I agree with that 100%. I mean,
absolutely.
It's,
if you can't get your kids to school, then you ain't going to school.
Well, the other thing, too, is you need the buses, in one opinion, is it's getting so hard to get parts for any of these other stuff. I deal with it every day, not with the buses, but with heavy equipment, and it's even tires are getting very hard to get. But
They sent us an email last week. We better buy old now or we won't get it.
Yeah. It's coming.
Now, we have bonded 4 buses, 2 buses, so we have done that. Our average is about $56,000 a year is how we do that. Yes, you have to pay interest, but that is an option if something y'all want to look at. It'll start up next year if it did, because we are in final, for this year.
Matthews has a program where you can get 5 buses up from
the page. You can get as many as you want. You don't have to go 5.
Well, they got the program. I'm talking about 5 where you pay so much a month and so many years.
But you could get 2.
It's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do believe the buses is up there with high priority.
If you get funds, then pay
it
off.
I do too.
I'm not saying it's number 1.
Hopefully we can get 4 or 5 all at once.
But what I'm saying is, when we don't have the buses and when we've got 50 students that can't come to school that day because the buses broke down in Sumatra or don't make it, or you break down, you know, with extracurricular 10:30, 11, 12 o'clock at night coming back in, we don't have something to go. I mean, our buses are to the point of that we're fixing more than we ever have. You know,
we need to put on the schedule every other year to get a bus line for a few years.
No, I agree with that because we're out of
Well, we didn't get any new ones there for.
Well, we've been doing this ever since I've been here. I'm just going on 9 years. Been a program where we've been doing that. We get two, I think, once we got two, we got four. But we do need to think about that. You get behind if you don't get a bus a year because of the ages of vehicles, you know.
It's
an option and it's helped Liberty financially be able to do this with that program. You're paying interest, but has been feasible.
We got 4 and 12, 2 and 15, and 2 and 17. The oldest bus we got on the route right now, because 0401 broke down, is a 2006. And it's got, you know, have 116,000 miles on it.
We got
09 that we used and got 163,000. We got a 2012 that's got 167,000.
Well, some of those aren't correct because y'all had to replace dash clusters too. So the mileage is actually higher than what should be.
All those 12s, 15s, 17s are correct.
What is the recommended mileage to get a bus replaced?
I was just asked.
I don't know that much.
Like the retention schedule, do they have one for buses and or big equipment like that?
Just whenever they wear out.
When they wear out, what we've been doing. Not when they wear out, but we can get them when they wear out. We can get them way past that. Federal detention code, when I worked with the federal system, was 100,000 miles.
For 10 years.
Your vehicle got 100,000 miles on it, you requisitioned for new vehicles, and then as the requisitions came about, then they would send you a new vehicle.
We did
requisitions on new vehicles when a vehicle rolled over 100,000 miles.
100,000. They've got a lot more money than we did.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, I mean,
I'm just saying
it's like a basis, that we could base off something,
Beds have more money than the state. Some of the state vehicles got 300,000.
DOC was not that fortunate, I'll tell you that.
13 out of 17's got over 100,000 miles.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we do this? Because I know we can. As far as the buses, I will get with Sheila. We'll talk about the bond program and get back with y'all, maybe do another workshop. We'll talk about that. We also know that we've got, you know, a budget appropriation request in for at least one of those. But we definitely could use two. On the other, on 10 and 11, really 10, 11, and possibly 9, Sheila and I can get together and look at, now that we've got some of this money, can we free up some money on an emergency basis to get us through to meet that need? That's a pressing need, and now that we've got some money coming in, I can go ahead and she and I can get together and talk about that.
No way to revise our LBR request?
Good question. That's a great question.
We can add
that in there. So I put on y'all's thing that we'll get to in a minute. They're due in November. The request, so we can add an additional one.
Just
may
not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe a shot in the dark, but
I'll have it in tomorrow. Right. Have it in tomorrow.
And the fencing relocation, it's already, you know, we could figure out a number, lower number. You said half of it's already done, or some of it's already done.
A lot of it's been done. There would still be some. We can use existing fence, but it's not that amount.
Okay.
I would say let's concentrate on 9, 10, 11, and 1.
Okay.
And then kind of put everything else on the, if we get the money, we can come back.
Right.
Well, we got to do 30. They said re-prepare at the Phosphor. It's got to be done, so that's 30.
We don't have an amount.
Yeah, we don't have an amount on it.
Once they get that amount to Kevin, I'll get that into a different group.
Okay.
Real quick, Kevin, before we go to something else. On the concession stand roof, when you're talking about re-roofing that $8,000, is that with metal?
Metal, yes, sir. Just like everything else. Make it all look the same.
That's Jerome figuring it up. Way back when I done this, it's higher than that now.
And you say that's, if that get done pretty quick, it's gonna.
It's gonna cave in.
It's been patched since.
Been patched since, for 3 years.
Is there any way, I know this is probably, I don't wanna hit sore spots, guys, but is there any way that we could have a lean-to or something on that, that people could cook underneath? Because we do our cooking outside, and.
Well, we had one, but Hurricane Michael took it away, we.
I mean.
3 years ago.
We did have one, and it blew all the way to Mitchell.
Huh?
In a square foot, I can build a bigger one if you want, it's probably about 70.
Can you give us a separate price maybe for that?
How big, David, what you think, how big?
How big?
What would be big enough, you're the one who.
16 by 20 last time, wasn't it?
16 by 20, what was it last?
Carport like we had.
That's what we did, it was 16 by 20.
Per square foot.
Yeah, and it stays the ground, the wind will blow it off.
Yeah, it'll be.
Attach it to the building, I don't know if you've seen around here how we run this one up to the building. You can do that, put the poles. You just say 7 feet to a square foot, whatever you want.
You say 12 by 20?
16 by 20.
16 by 20.
That's what the other one was, but it, like I say, it was a carport type.
Yeah.
That we bought. And like I say, it, when Mike blew it off.
$2,500.
Okay, so.
So, can I say something real quick? Would you wanna put it down there, I know we can talk about softball and football field lines. That's totally off the chart, then yes, put it at the old one, but if you gonna finish the new one, then why don't you put it there?
Well, if we're gonna, okay, I'm.
Long-term plans is to do everything down at the new place.
Right.
Yeah.
If we gonna finish the new one, then why are we worried about a concession roof, are we still gonna use the concession stand?
Use it for something else.
Oh, like storage or something like that, okay.
Mr. Jordan, let's put the referees in it, because you don't want the referees around the teams, either team. That's what he told me he would like to do.
Okay.
That'd be a good.
Not only could you use that, well, you could use that for baseball, softball, whatever out there too, because all the referees do the changing or anything.
Totally use that, it's an extra restroom.
Yeah.
Because right now, they're coming in.
I just feel like we need somewhere to get underneath if it.
I agree.
Well, we don't have it 2 more weeks of football, so.
We got some time then.
Well, hopefully, yeah.
If y'all allow me to work on that bus, the bus, and then 9, 10, 11, I'll have y'all something sooner than later.
Okay.
And how we can go ahead and attack that.
Okay.
This list does keep growing.
It does keep going.
It started at about 1.6, and now it's over 2.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our biggest.
Yeah.
Now, some of this stuff I had to guess on, I could be low or I could be high. I didn't call and get a price on the van, but I know about what it would cost, but we called before.
It's gonna be in the ballpark. Most everything's gonna be in the ballpark.
Everything's real close. Now, a lot of this we actually, Mr. Guthrie and I, Mr. Benson, we actually have prices on a lot of this. They have months old, but they're real close.
Is there anything else on this list that's required by statute, or required by a grant, or required by, you know, that we could get wrote up for, or any?
Well, fire, communications.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying anything else other than. Safety issue, or.
They got one at the high school, and they need one in the gym, is that?
Here's the thing with the ice machines, I know Mr. Pettis read the rules, I have, and I've talked to everybody. That ice has to be on location.
That's where I would go.
The trailer is by far that we talked about, the easiest way to solve that problem.
Has to be on site at the event.
At the event.
If the weather says that.
Yeah, that's if, you know, weather.
If the weather.
The lunchroom, yeah, lunchroom.
Says it needs to be there.
Right.
Hot weather, wind condition, sun location.
Yeah, all that has to be tested daily and documented.
Barometric pressure. So Kevin, you said the real quick. The generator, the cover over the cooler, toler, that's something that's required. How fast, what's our deadline on that?
We'll be running up far.
Could they come in here next week and say, hey?
That's a Ms. Pam question, but I could.
So that.
They're not looking.
I know they're not wanting to do it.
But this has been an issue for years now. That's just, you know, we've got a.
We need to show some effort.
Well, and we have, we got the cooler moved over there, we got the top over the top, we got the transfer issue. I mean, it's just kind of been plugging along as money, as we had money to do it. This is just the next thing that completes that.
So.
Cause all those other things I just mentioned were on the list when we made the list.
The cover at toler is not a pole barn. It's to match what's there.
Right.
I please don't put a pole barn over that cover and all that toler, sticking out like a sore thumb.
Needs to match what's around it.
It's aluminum on it, it's also gonna cover another exterior door. And it matches all the awning that's there.
I mean, if it was $100,000 more, you know, it would, but it's not that.
It's $9,400 for the aluminum, and that price was months ago. But it matches what's there.
Can we talk about the softball and football, or are we going, we're still up on this list?
Absolutely.
Hammered out.
Can I say one thing when we go softball and football? Mr. Flowers, you might tell me, the poles at the baseball field, when was they put up?
1991.
No. Early 90s.
They've been there since they built that bridge out there, because I was playing when they beamed them in the ground, beat them down.
Those poles haven't been anything done to them around the ground. I haven't went and inspect them because you can't see inside of them, but there's something needs to be done about them. They need to be checked out, they need to be painted, especially treated from, you know, a foot above the ground down, because they are metal, they are rusty. Question about.
Yeah, we looked at them last year and the year before.
So that's a safety, are we talking safety issue now, or is it?
He can cover it, but it they can blow over tomorrow. I mean, we need to, something needs to be done with them. We need to check them, get somebody to check them and say they
legit. Who could you got vendors that can do that, or?
I call Rich Hillett, you know, we call him and just ask him what we can do, because, you know, what you said, 1990?
Oh, it was 90 or 91, somewhere that when they was building a new bridge, because we got them to come out and beat the poles down with the bridge pilot driver.
Plus years, 31, 32 years. That's something, you know, that's just my opinion, that they have not been addressed in years. That's, you know, if they was concrete, it's one thing, but they metal, they quarter inch thick, probably.
How much is it going to cost to get us to get them inspected?
I don't know.
Greg Kelly, well, CRA would be the first one to look and kind of evaluate, kind of see if he, just from an eyeball inspection, got some kind of recommendation on what next.
I'd get them inspected first, and then.
Yep, Greg can do that for free.
Drum and I come up with this $10,000 to get them painted, because you got to get a lift.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's just a ballpark. He come up with that. So that's.
But I would say let's get them inspected.
We haven't messed with them in years.
Next board meeting.
It's only, was there five, I think there's five poles out there. Is there five or six? I believe it's five. Three in the outfield, one on each sideline. One by the dugout. It might be five, it'd be five, six, somewhere in there.
It'd be five, what I want to say.
That's just something, I mean, I know I got it at the bottom, but to me, I think it's a safety hazard we need to check.
Jay, you had some questions about football and softball?
Mm-hmm. The field house for the football, I mean for softball. Now, I haven't seen the drawings on the field house.
There ain't no drawings been done, just a floor plan and
solid. So Greg Kelly and I talked about that, of putting a schematic of what
and then try to kind of figure what it would cost, but, you know, to have something that is very nice, but not over the top, but something that meets the need that we have there. It's gonna, you got some drainage issues, obviously, out there.
Right.
Just even on the field alone, not counting everything on the outside. Kevin and I talked about, like, coming into, you know, the backstop, you know, that's another French drain area that, as the water comes off the field, and it drains the way it's supposed to. It just don't know where to go, so it goes outside and takes all the clay with it on each side of the backstop. So that's another thing that's got to be addressed. So Greg knows that, but that's got to be part of it.
Okay.
And it may even mean raising some of the sidewalk on the outside of that, raising that up some.
Well, over there, I'll tell you, there's an area for the handicap parking, and then over to the kind of low over there too.
Yeah.
People getting out over. Then somebody fall over. They go live.
The number one thing wrong with the softball field, the whole area, is the city has got to drain the water away from us. That's the problem. That's the number one problem.
They got to get that drain pipe fixed.
They got to fix their drainage system so the water can leave
that
area, and that's the problem. It backs up from 12 all the way up there.
And then we go back.
I've never seen that pond at the high school, have you ever seen it?
Mm-hmm.
It could dead rain, and it'd be...
Most of the time when it rains, water's running into the pond from all that area, running back into
it. It's attached to their drainage.
Yeah.
It just won't drain.
There's some obstruction.
So until you fix that problem, you're not going to fix softball.
And they know it. We've talked about it. Mm-hmm. They acknowledge it. Getting them to do something.
Have says no one them done any? They were supposed to go out there and look at it. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten any report back on that? Or okay. Okay. I know this is one of the things we were going to try to put on the super council to,
right,
you know, put all our heads together. But, you know, do we need to put if the drainage gets fixed, let's just hypothetically, the drainage gets fixed, do we need to worry about a cost for fixing after they do that? Will we still have to add costs?
Yeah, you still got an issue just on the field alone.
Okay.
Just on the field alone. Okay. Not the outside area, but just the field where that water comes.
Who did we get to give us an estimate on that?
Well, we got to have Greg to look at it, figure out what it needs, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
The backstop stopping the water is what it's doing. The only way to get the water away from the backstop is French drain system.
Will the field house include bathrooms?
Yes.
Or we're going to leave that portable building? Yes. Not portable, I guess it's.
Portable and price day, this would probably be something more on the line of behind home plate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some kind of, I want to say similar, I don't want to say exactly like what the baseball has, where you have something behind there. You know, concession area, bathrooms, lockers, that kind of stuff.
So I was asked, could that building stay, the sewer? That way the girls can just use that. That's their restrooms. They don't have to wait in line for the public.
Keep it for...
Keep it just for the players.
And did the $300,000... Will it include the lockers? Will it include all the necessary equipment to go in this field house?
That was an initial estimate to do that.
That's just the building structure.
That's the building.
Just the building.
We based it off the school price, how much construction cost. You just figure about 300
square foot. What we based it on was
it. I
got you. Square foot price.
And that it was with a upstairs only announcement booth, not the locker room.
So there's no locker room included?
It'll be on the ground.
It'll be on the ground.
Upstairs. Okay.
It'll be like the boys, but rather than the locker room.
Right.
We got it. That's figured off the exact same size as the boys. With the exception, the locker room will be downstairs.
Same square footage.
Basically. Same square footage. Same restroom, same everything.
As far as the field house for the football team or football field, you know, that structure is incredible. incredibly spacious, and most of it done, it just needs finishing.
What about the architect and engineer we were gonna talk about hiring, was that for the field house or was that for the JR or the other, the vocational? We talked about one time.
The basketball court?
No, that was for ROTC building.
ROTC building?
We already had that under with,
CRA.
CRA.
Okay.
Yeah, they were already figuring that one.
But are we gonna have anybody go look at this field house since it's just been sitting there for so long, or are we just?
Yeah, I mean, we'll need to do a real good thorough inspection and see what's, you know, probably some of that exterior wood needs to come off.
Right.
Exterior wood's gonna have to.
You know, it's been weathered, it's all that kind of stuff. As far as the, you know, the slab on the inside, the walls, all that's solid.
Well, it's dried in.
It's dried in.
Outdoor.
It's dried in.
Outdoor.
You won't have to get it.
Stub ups, those kind of things, but as far as somebody coming looking, well, that needs to come off and replace, that will need to be done.
Does this field house estimate include lockers too?
That was $40,000 put on that last one that had the lockers in it, but that's been 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, lockers now, 60, unless you build them yourself.
So what we also talked about, the same money on there for the girls and the boys, was to get the institutions to build wooden lockers.
Mm-hmm.
Like the girls have now, and the boys have them upstairs in baseball. Same situation.
Yeah, football field house, don't they?
Yeah. They're in the football field house, baseball, and
that's what we're doing. That's what
and just to give you an idea, obviously, of what they do, I believe these were built by inmates. Those tables right there.
Oh, yeah.
My desk, you know, that's very nice, and our office, the ones that are in Adonai, all that was done by Roger and the crew. I think a lot of them did a lot of it. They do a real good job.
Everything at high school was built by wood work, case work. A lot of that was done by ACI. It was Hamilton. Yeah, Hamilton County done it for us. So that, you know, if you get them to do it again, that would save a lot of money. I don't got to look at the computer.
And the furniture, like office furniture, chairs, all that, none of that's included in this estimate.
Just the building.
That's just the building.
And you get the toilets, fixtures, all those.
Yeah,
all that stuff.
All the way down to the roll of toilet paper. There's nothing on there, it's just the building.
I'd say commercial is about $100 a square foot right now.
Mm-hmm.
You probably can get it for $300 a square foot. That price has probably went up.
Do we have in that field house, are we going to have room to store the equipment, like the utility, like the lawn mowers and stuff that go
lawn
with
mowers.
It? Would it be possible?
None of it's been drawn out of a plan. You can do what you want to, depending on how much money you
I'm talking to the board, Kevin. I'm kind of talking toward the board here. Do we need to be thinking about somewhere to put the mowers, if it doesn't have that capability?
There's a middle section now where you probably could make some space for that. I think, you know, you could do a roll. I don't know if it's got a roll-up door in the back or just.
You talking about the softball or football?
Football field.
Yeah. That's a locker room.
In the very back, facing the baseball field?
That big room where they roll it in there?
Yeah, that's part of the locker room.
Where do we put our mower? Where do we put our equipment that we use for football now? Do we store that anywhere? Like,
keep that at the field house.
On the ag shed right here?
Some here, yeah. We keep the one mower over here in that little breezeway behind the lunchroom.
Okay.
And again, to give you some perspective, you know, you look at these figures and they're quite daunting. But if we get that money, which I am just really putting a lot of eggs, you know, even with what we've kind of somewhat secured, that $800,000 would go a long way. Long way. So, you know, in trying to meet some of these goals. I would love to, Sheila, you know, we'd love to have enough where you put some in a general fund as well, you know, to kind of help boost that. So, you know, if we, as of Friday, are 800 towards this goal, then that's a good start. That's a really good start.
So I just need to make sure I'm clear on this. What we have on this list, when we put our project together for the new tax market. All of this, or I know there was JROTC.
They're going to build it around that project.
That's what I'm saying. That money's priority. I mean, that project that we gave them,
yes.
We submitted.
Yes.
That's the priority.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And then these are.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great question. So the project that we are trying to get funding for is the JROTC bill. That's what we submitted plans for.
Right.
That's what we wrote all the narratives for. That's what looks good on paper, what he said, you know, as far as an indeed legitimate ask. But what's left over from that, we can use for these other things.
Right.
We've got to use some of that at 800 for that JROTC bill first.
Right.
Got to be done, bring that up far, and then with what's left over, we can address these other things.
But if we got 18 months on whatever we get to spend it.
Right. Correct.
It's got to be done.
And correct.
That's going to be another hurdle to do to get these things done.
So if any of this stuff, this required bids or you know, we got to be rolling on it pretty quick.
Right.
To get things
that
done.
Great.
Like quotes and I mean a $30,000 tractor, you know, we need to be getting ready.
I agree. So I will do that just so we're clear, y'all know what I'm doing. We'll get on the figure out the buses. 9, 10, and 11. I'll get back with y'all and give y'all some progress on that this week.
And if we could get that added to the LBR.
I'll do that. I'll do that tomorrow. All right, Mr. Chair.
Anything else? I need a motion to adjourn the workshop.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second, Mr. Jody. Workshop adjourned.